What makes someone a balanced leader? Hey there, this is your friend and guide, Caroline. On today's Balanced Leader, my incredible guest and I share strategies to help you lead with confidence, stay resilient, and avoid burnout. This isn't just about leadership. It's about thriving holistically, in mind, body, and spirit. Ready to recalibrate? Well, let's dive in and create the balanced life you deserve. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of today's Balanced Leader. I'm your host, Caroline Baird, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're talking about something that so many high-achieving leaders forget to give themselves permission to do. Pause, reflect, and recalibrate. It's about getting honest with ourselves. As we step into June and enter the halfway mark of the year, it's not just about pushing harder. It's pausing long enough to ask the questions most of us avoid when we're on autopilot. Am I aligned with what I set out to do this year? Is the version of success I'm chasing still true to who I am now? Or have I slipped into old patterns of people-pleasing, overachieving, and striving to prove something just to keep up? This is your moment to get honest, because hustle without direction is just exhaustion. And progress without purpose, well, that's burnout dressed up as ambition. This episode isn't just a motivational pep talk. It's a reset, a reckoning, and a realignment with the truth of what matters most to you and the practical embodied steps that you're going to need to move toward it. Together, we're going to look at where you are right now, not just from a place of shame or judgment, but from self-leadership. Then we're going to break down your goals, not just the ones that you wrote down in January, but the ones still quietly living inside you, the ones that are tugging at your heart at 2 o'clock in the morning, the ones you're scared to say out loud because you're just not sure if there's still time. And then we're going to make them tangible, because goals aren't magic, they're built. And results don't come from willpower alone. They come from consistent embodied action. So get ready, because in this episode, I'm going to walk you through a compassionate check-in to review your year so far, how to reconnect with the why behind your goals, then how to turn big dreams into simple, doable daily steps. And we're going to wrap it up with how to rewire the patterns that keep pulling you off course. This isn't just about being more productive. It truly is about being more present to yourself, to your values, to the life that you actually want to be living. So whether you're feeling behind, stuck, or simply ready to reset, this is your moment. Let's stop sprinting towards someone else's version of success. Let's root into what's real and build the second half of the year from a place of clarity, power, and truth. So let's get started. The power of pause. Let's begin where most of us never give ourselves permission to linger. The pause. And you know, if you're in training, you love the pause. We don't do this enough though, especially those of us who are leading, supporting others, juggling a ton of goals, teams, homes, dreams. But if you're always in motion, let me ask you a question. Are you missing your chance to see the impact of your motion? We often treat pausing like a luxury, something we'll do once I've earned it. You know, after the launch, after the reorg, after the quarter ends, after the next crisis is handled. But the truth is, the pause is the leadership strategy. Especially now as we cross the threshold moving into June. Yes, this is a natural, almost midpoint year checkpoint. But what I want you to really understand is that this isn't a one-time moment. It's a practice. One that should be woven into your monthly rhythm, into your team culture, and into your relationship with yourself. Because without pausing, we're always just reacting. That's exhausting. We're reacting to emails, to pressures, to performance metrics that may not even reflect what truly matters. So let's pause right now, not to navel gaze or spiral into guilt about what hasn't been done, but to reclaim your direction. Here are some questions that I'm going to invite you to ask yourself, not just at mid-year, but every time you pause to lead intentionally, because that's what we want to do as strategic leaders. So when we pause for ourselves, what might that look like? Well, questions you want to ask yourself are, what am I currently working toward and does that still feel aligned? Am I building a life I want or one that just looks good, maybe that others have expected out of me? And then finally, what do I need more of right now and what do I need to release? We'll get into these a little deeper in a moment. When you're thinking more about your business or your career goals, three questions that you can ask yourself are, one, are the goals I set in Q1 still strategic, or are they outdated with things that have been changing? Two, is my work moving the needle on what actually matters? And finally, three, where am I overfunctioning and what needs simplification? And then finally, for your team, if you lead one, three goals or three questions. One, how is the energy on my team? Not just the output. What's the energy like? Two, what haven't I asked lately that might unlock clarity or connection? And then three, are we aligned or are we just busy? These questions aren't checkboxes. And remember, this isn't about shame. This is about truth. They're doorways for you. So take some time to go back, listen to them, and answer those questions truthfully to see where you land. Because when you ask them regularly, with courage, but with honesty, you stop leading from burnout and truly start leading from alignment. Because you're leading from within. It's the true power of the pause. It reconnects you to your vision, your values, and your voice before you rush ahead again. And if you're feeling behind or off track, let's reframe that, because we're never behind. My coach keeps telling me we're never behind. You're just being invited to realign. So the next segment I want to talk a little bit about, now that we've asked ourselves some of those tough questions, is how do I, now that I have those answers, make it tangible? What's the secret to that goal momentum? Okay, so now that we've paused and taken a moment to check in with where we really are, let's talk about what keeps so many of us stuck right here. Because it isn't your lack of ambition. You're not lazy. It's this. We're trying to move forward with goals that are too abstract to take action on. Let's talk about what I see most often with my clients. They come to me and they say things like, I want to feel more balanced in life. I want to grow my business. I want to be more present at home with my family and my loved ones. Maybe it's, I want to feel more confident in my decisions, or I want to be a more confident leader overall. And some just say, I want to slow down and truly enjoy life. These are all beautiful, but they're not goals. They're outcomes. And outcomes are the result of consistent embodied action. This is why so many women, and especially high achieving leaders, feel like they're doing so much and yet not getting any closer to what they really want. Think about that. It's because they're measuring progress by a vision that hasn't been broken down into something they can actually touch, track, or build. So let's change that. How? Here's what I want you to do. Take your biggest goal and let's make it tangible. Think of one of your goals or desires right now, something that still feels tender or unfinished. And when you have it, I want you to now ask yourself, What would this look like if it was habit? And what's the daily or weekly behavior that would naturally lead to this result? You might be saying, well, that sounds easy. I don't quite get it. Okay, let me walk you through an example. Let's say we'll pick one of the previous goals. Let's say your goal is, I want to have more work-life balance. That's an outcome. And we want to make that tangible. So what might that look like in action? Well, what are the things that are important to you to have more work-life balance? Maybe it's logging off your laptop by 6 o'clock. Maybe it's blocking 15 minutes of decompression time before you re-enter your home or have to get into that parenting mode. Maybe it's saying no to one meeting a week that really, truly in your heart, you know, doesn't require your presence. Or maybe it's just creating a phone-free hour every evening. Now you're not chasing a vague feeling. You're building a rhythm that creates that feeling. This is exactly what I did with one of my clients, and we're going to call her Sam. So when Sam came to me, she was working long hours in a senior leadership role, constantly feeling behind, even when she technically really wasn't. But what she came to me is she said, I want more peace, more presence, more time, and to feel like I could breathe again. All beautiful, but what's the tangible? So when we dug deeper, we discovered what she really needed wasn't just more productivity tips or a better time management system. What she needed was one, structure that honored her nervous system, so she wasn't in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn before 9 o'clock in the morning. Two, boundaries that protected her energy, so she could stop absorbing everyone else's urgency and taking it on as her own. And three, small, doable shifts that didn't require her to blow up her whole life, just reshape it around what actually mattered. So instead of chasing the abstract idea of peace, her new tangible goals became these three. Starting the day without her phone. We did that by creating 30 quiet minutes to connect inward before responding outward. Two, we set just three priorities per day. The most successful leaders do that. What are the three priorities for the day? So she could end each workday with a sense of completion instead of failure because of all the other things she didn't get to. And then three, creating a gentle wind down routine by 9 o'clock at night so her body could actually exhale and she could finally sleep and allow her body to heal, to be honest, to be prepared for the next day. So here's what it looked like when we made it even more grounded and real. One of her non-negotiables became shutting off her laptop by 6 p.m. daily. Unless there was an absolute urgency, an emergency, it was shut down at 6 o'clock. Then she was scheduling two weekly self-care blocks that she honored like meetings. They were non-negotiables. They didn't move. They were all around self-care, whether that was a massage, whether that was going to get a coffee with a loved one or a partner or a friend, twice a week. The next one was no phone in bed, just a book, candlelight, and breath, because it stops her mind from running and allows it to relax. And her last one was one date night or solo outing every week, something that made her feel alive, not just responsible. So we want to actually have you go out so that it's an external experience. Your mindset shifts because it's thinking differently. It's a new venue. It's new. All your senses are new, right? Sight, sounds, smells, right? All those things touch. We wanted to change that so that once a night she had to go out, whether by herself, like I said, could be to go to the library to get a book, could be to the coffee shop, but she had to go out. And do you know what she told me in 4 weeks, just 4 weeks of doing those four things? She said to me, I don't feel like I'm constantly catching up anymore. I actually feel clear. I've got clarity. I'm steady. I'm intentional. I'm empowered. I finally belong to myself again. And that's what happens when we stop chasing results and start embodying rhythms that support our nervous system, our values, and our real life. That's the power of making it tangible, making momentum sustainable. Remember, it's not about doing more. It's about choosing what matters most and then putting that into motion. So let me give you a quick exercise for you. I want you to take one of your mid-year goals and now ask yourself, is this an outcome or an action? We've just given an example of that. Then I want you to ask, what would someone see me doing if this goal were embodied? Visualize it. What does it look like? Feel it, experience it. What does it smell like? Go through the senses. If you need a meditation around doing that, reach out to me. I'll give it to you for free. And then finally, what's the simplest version I could start with this week? What's one small thing? I've always told you, 1 degree change, you'll end up somewhere different. Because embodiment isn't about waiting until it's perfect. It's about letting your values live in your body, your calendar, your choices right now. And here's what most people miss. When you make your goals tangible, you're not just making progress, you're actually rebuilding trust with yourself. You're proving to yourself that day by day, breath by breath, you are capable of showing up for what truly matters. You're not waiting for motivation to strike. You're creating a rhythm that feels real, doable, and aligned with your nervous system. So whether your goal is to lead with more presence, to create boundaries that hold, or to finally feel joy without guilt, it starts with asking, what does this look like in motion? Again, the senses, what does it feel like? What am I seeing? And then how does it live in my calendar, my habits, my energy? Because saying someday I'll get to it isn't a strategy, but it does take practice, because practice becomes identity. And when your identity shifts, everything else follows. We're going to pause for a moment for a quick message from me on something that I think might help you through this. And I'll be right back. Before we move into our next segment, I want to share something that speaks directly to what we've been exploring. If you're someone who knows what you want, but still finds yourself saying yes when you mean no, or you're burning out from trying to be everything to everyone, or maybe you're even stuck in the cycle of doing more just feel like enough, it's time for something deeper. My Summer Soul Reset is a 6-week experience designed to help high-achieving women like you not just pause, but truly reset the patterns that are draining your energy and blocking your clarity. This isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about finally learning how to protect your energy by building boundaries that are clear, loving, and actually hold, so you can stop people-pleasing and start honoring what you really need without guilt. Creating a rhythm that supports your nervous system, not just your to-do list, so you can move through your day with steadiness and spaciousness instead of swinging between overwhelm and collapse. And most importantly, making the inner shift from proving yourself to belonging to yourself, so you can stop performing, start trusting, and lead from the truth of who you are, not who the world told you to be. Because that's what changes everything. One client told me, I realized I was doing everything right, but nothing was rooted in what I actually needed. Now I say no without explaining, I rest without guilt, and I'm not leading from burnout anymore. I'm leading from truth. Summer Soul Reset is where that shift begins. We'll blend real tools with deep reflection. We'll talk boundaries, energy, self-leadership, and embodiment. And you'll do it in a circle of women who are also ready to stop performing and start living aligned. If this is landing for you right now in your body, I'd love to have you with us. We begin soon, so DM me or visit the link in the show notes to learn more and join us.
Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. All right, so at this point, you've paused, you've reassessed your goals, and you've even started breaking them into tangible steps. But if your momentum still feels forced or like you're dragging yourself through the motions, here's what might be missing, to be very honest, is alignment. Because sometimes we keep pushing toward a goal because it used to matter, or because it sounds impressive, or because someone we respect once told us that we should be, that it should be important. But here's the truth most high achievers avoid. Not every goal that made sense in January still belongs in June. And if your goals are built on outdated beliefs, on people-pleasing, or on just ego, you will always feel resistance when you try to move forward. So this is your moment where you get to ask, is this goal still aligned with who I am now? Am I chasing this to feel fulfilled or to be seen as successful? And does this move me closer to what I value most, or is it just to keep me busy? Let me share a little story so that makes sense and you can see it in action. I'm going to call this client David. David came to me burned out as a senior leadership role, and his 2024 goal was a promotion. It was the logical next step. He was checking all the boxes, but even with momentum building, he felt off and, to be honest, not quite ready. He felt disconnected, he felt tired, and he felt uninspired because of it. When we slowed down and got curious, something unexpected surfaced. It wasn't truly the title he wanted. It was what he thought the title would give him. Hazard to guess what it was? His value was impact, not status. What he really valued was impact. He wanted to mentor. He wanted to innovate, to lead with heart, not just hit metrics. So the more he tried to chase status, the more out of sync he felt with himself. So what we did is we dug deep and we realigned. We framed everything differently for him. So instead of chasing the promotion, which could be an end result, his new goals became these three. Mentoring two emerging leaders every month, because legacy mattered more than ladder climbing for David. Two, pitching a leadership innovation strategy to the executive team. Something bold, people-centered, and values-driven, because he wanted to make a difference. And three, he blocked Fridays for creative writing, finally giving himself the space to be the leader, to write the leadership book he dreamed of for years. Let's talk about the shift. Well, you can see, just by hearing it, he felt energized, not because he was doing less, but because he was finally doing what mattered to him. His energy changed, his presence deepened, and ironically, his influence inside the organization increased, because he tried harder, but because he was finally aligned and the business saw that he was successful. So here's your invitation too. You don't need to push harder. You need to listen more closely to the version of you who exists today, to the values that are louder now than they were in January. And finally, take the time to understand the quiet knowing that what you want might not be what you need anymore. And then ask yourself again, is this goal mine or just something I inherited? What do I value most now? What would it look like to realign with what feels alive in me now? And how can I make sure my goals reflect that? Because when your goals are rooted in your real current values, your actions will feel less like an obligation and more like devotion. Then the motivation becomes natural. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about embracing flexibility, because you're going to say, well, that's beautiful, but shit happens, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. Because let's be real, life does happen. Kids get sick, projects change, your energy dips, you could lose motivation, or you even start to doubt yourself. And if you're a high achiever, a leader, a parent, a partner, someone caring a lot, it's easy to make that feel and mean like you're falling behind. But what if your ability to pivot wasn't a sign of failure? What if it was a sign of leadership? Because true leadership, the kind that lasts, isn't about rigidity. It's about presence. It's about discernment. It's about knowing when to hold the vision and when to adjust the path. Right? Head on a swivel. Pivot. Flexibility is a form of wisdom. It's also part of emotional intelligence, but it says, I'm paying attention. I'm adjusting so that I stay aligned. Instead of throwing the goal out when life gets messy, just ask yourself, can I shift the timeline? Can I simplify the actions? Or can I let go of perfection and still move forward? That is how you build resilience. Not by pushing harder, but by staying in relationship with your reality. Okay, and then finally, I want to talk about celebrating the wins. We've talked about it in other podcasts, but I want you to remember, celebrating the wins is not just the big flashy ones. It's the quiet, steady, deeply personal ones that tell the truth of who you're becoming. Let me give you some examples. You meditated for 4 days this week. Amazing. You had one tough conversation you've been avoiding. Huge. Celebrate that. You ask for help instead of doing it alone. How powerful is that? Maybe you shut your laptop when you said you would. That's gross. Or finally, maybe you caught yourself spiraling and chose to pause. That is leadership. Every single one of those moments is evidence that you're changing. Even if the final outcome isn't here yet, you don't have to wait until December to feel proud or until you've achieved the goal. You don't need a milestone to validate your progress. You are already becoming the version of you who leads from alignment. So as we close, let this be your mantra for the second half of the year. Be flexible with the how. Be faithful to the why. And celebrate the who. The one who keeps showing up even when it's hard. This isn't about doing it all. It's about doing what's real and letting that be enough. And remember, you're not starting over. You're continuing, just more embodied, more intentional, more you. All right, so here we are, June, the month where you get to reclaim your momentum, not by hustling harder, but by getting more intentional. So reminder of your 4 steps. Reflect on what still feels aligned. Step 2 is break your outcomes into tangible, trackable actions. Step 3 is check in with your values and let them lead. And then step 4 is celebrate your progress and stay flexible in your approach. Because here's the truth. You still have just over half a year left. That's 7 more months of creation, leadership, healing, and becoming. Beautiful is that. But don't just keep going on autopilot. Lead yourself the way you lead others, with vision, with grace, and with courage. And I'd love to hear what you're shifting or committing to this June. Feel free to DM me on any of the social platforms and share your realignment. And if you love today's episode, please go back even listen to episode 33. We talk about the neuroscience of goal setting and how to make your intention stick. You'll walk away with even more tangible tools to support this mid-year reset. And remember, I know you've got this, and I'm right here with you every step of the way. Until next time, stay grounded, stay bold, and remember, it's never too late to realign with who you really are. Thanks for tuning in to today's Balanced Leader. If you want to go even deeper, then visit my website at carolinebaird.com, find some free resources, and look at all the different ways that I can support you to become your best self. Remember, change begins with just one small step. It's those tiny actions that start you on the path to achieving your dreams and finding balance. And as always, life is an experience. So take a moment to enjoy the journey and appreciate the progress you make along the way. Until next time, keep taking those small steps, savor the journey, and lead with courage and authenticity. This is Caroline reminding you to stay bold, stay balanced, and keep moving confidently towards your dreams.